You're such an asshole.
All right. You guys are going to come on a journey of exploration and research with me because I'm reading this for the first time. And a video, please. Words are insufficient. Name your price. So done with Chicago. And this young lady linked to an article from the Federalist titled Chicago Art Institutes Tell White Docents, we don't want your kind volunteering around here. All right. So here is the article. I'm going to read through it. Then I'm going to go through and find out whether it's from foreign well-trained museum volunteers to eliminated gifted programs. The cult of wokeness has shown all it cares about is the optics of diversity. I have many fond memories of visit. Oh, it's going to be one of those. Many fond memories of visiting the Art Institute of Chicago, an art lover's heaven on earth. With 300,000 works of arts, visitors can easily get lost inside AIC, Art Institute of Chicago. However, thanks to their friendly and knowledgeable docents. Let's look up docent. What's a docent, Aaron? I don't know. Someone who's unemployable and doesn't contribute to GDP. Docent. A member of the teaching staff immediately before professorial rank. A person who acts as a guide, typically on a voluntary basis in a museum, art gallery. Okay. So it's unemployed liberal arts art majors who are trying to brush up the resume. Ask me if I'm already digging this. Ask me if I'm happy. However, thanks to the friendly, knowledgeable docents, I was able to quickly find my old and new favorite, discovery, blah, blah, blah. I was shocked to learn that the Art Institute of Chicago fired all of its 82 docents last month because most of them are white. Was it because or because of budgets? Corporate. And how do you fire a docent? They're volunteers. Corporate media largely neglected to report the story, probably because it doesn't fit the particularly woke narrative. A core of talented, generous volunteers. I'm going to say Marxist, leftist, communist, liberal arts majors who deserve what they got coming. Here are some facts you should know about the docents. They're unpaid volunteers, not just any volunteers, but highly skilled and well-trained volunteers. According to the docents committee letter to the AIC president, James Rondeau, each docent had to undergo 18 months of twice a week training to qualify as a docent. In addition, they had to have 5 years of continual research and writing to meet the criteria of 13 million. Oh, God. And they don't even get paid. Hey, don't you 82 people wish you majored in the trades, huh? Huh? How's that student loan debt coming along? In addition, they have 5 years continual research and writing to meet the criteria of 13 museum content. Could you imagine me as a dying? Yeah, it's a painting of an elephant. Yeah, see, it's an elephant. Yeah. Painted by Frank Frankenson. Yeah, Frank Frank painted that elephant. I don't know. There's a gal who's kind of smirking. It's the Mona Lisa painted by whoever did the Mona Lisa. No, I don't know who painted the Mona Lisa. That's a picture of a tree. All right, I'm going to sit over here and drink. You guys have fun walking around the museum. Reach criteria 13 million content, monthly and biweekly training to further educate ourselves with the materials, processes, and cultural context of AIC's 300,000 works of art. On average, each docent had 15 years of experience in really sucking at finding a real job. I'm sorry, training, research, collaboration, and facilitating the highest quality tours worthy of an AIC program. The AIC Docent Corps existed for 6 decades. They helped make every visit to this world-class institute a memorable experience. Besides offering highly informed and talented tours to students and fierce docents, there's research, policy, pleasure, fake, organized. I'm sorry to the client and the lady who wrote this. I don't care. Oh, no, the Trotskyites got killed by the Leninists. Ooh, the Nazis are fighting the communists. Oh, nosies. What are we to do? That's just horrible. They also raise money to fund scholarships and art programs for students. Right. So the future students could have sucky lives like they did and also be in crippling levels of poverty. Especially reach out to students with special needs, access needs. At the time they were terminated, the docent corps consisted of 82 active docents and 40 school group greeters. In recent years, AIC and Docent Corps have tried to recruit people of varied skin colors to become docents, but apparently haven't been successful enough for the Institute's leadership. The intense time commitment, the amount of knowledge and training required to do the job well, or maybe minority. Here, give you just a little hat tip. Maybe minorities don't want to tolerate that BS. You don't get paid. You got to go through all this worthless training. Okay. Hey, Frank, you're in this sector. All right. Familiarize yourself with this area. All right. We'll give you, look it up on YouTube. Study these paintings. Go over the history of these 150 paintings. All right. And Amy, you got this area here. No, we're not going to have you come in and learn all 300,000 and write papers and imagine we're going to make believe at university. Just volunteer, be happy. Yeah, no, you know what? Then I bet you get some people in. But I, hell no. Why? Not going to go on. Yeah, only white people got enough this much time and boredom in their life to do this. I'm being like, wow, you must really got nothing else going on. Oh, did you watch the Game of Thrones show? That's where the corollary is. That's where the Venn diagramming is. It's just like, hey, look, I know you like baseball and golf. All right. But come on, it's not that exciting. It just isn't. Who, culturally speaking, and I would say economically speaking, a lot of other people, this is not for them. It just isn't. And I'm inclined to agree with their economic decision. Isn't that the website Stuff White People Like, which is brilliant, but it's master's degrees. That's exactly it. That's what it is. Is church in there? Is boring lectures and documentaries in there too? Intense time commitment, amount of knowledge and training required to do the job. Well, it's not a job. And the fact that it is an unpaid volunteer position means that a lot of non-white people have their heads out of their. I mean, that being a docent is not suitable or desirable for everyone. Not surprisingly, many of AIC docents have been older white women who love her. Oh, Kathy, you're so good. No kidding. What, your old spinsters, huh? Really? They're an art, huh? Did they travel to Paris in the 70s and 80s? Do they like wine? Oh, God. You know who I would? Here, pay docent. Snoop Dogg. I'd pay to have him give me a tour. I would totally pay to have him give me a tour. Not surprisingly, many of AIC older white women have the time to be trained and could afford to work for free. Well, it's because their husbands died, left them all the money, fired for being too white, too wealthy. When a group doesn't reflect the exact racial percentages of nearby communities, the woke left sees a racial problem that must be stamped out immediately. Thus, in September, Veronica Stein, the executive director of learning and public engagement. Oh, gee, I wonder why they need constant fund drives to afford to keep the art open, the art museum open. Executive director. So then there's regular directors and junior directors. How many layers of fat do we have here going on? Learning and public engagement. Director of learning and public. Just, dude, we got a marketing guy. His name is Bob. He decided to hire Snoop Dogg to give tours. We got a line going out the door. They're paying $400 to have Snoop Dogg give the tour. No, don't listen to that guy. He only went to the Carlson School of Management. Oh, this gets better. Where is it? Nearby communities. Racial bar must be stepped. Thus, in September, executive director of women's at the AIC's women board. How many layers? Executive, meaning five layers of directors of learning and public engagement of different departments. So five, there were 25 people at the AIC's women's board. So at least times two. So 50 overpaid bureaucrats. Am I right? Is the math right on that? Had most docents been non-white, it's easy to imagine that such a mass firing would have received wall-to-wall coverage by corporate media and be set up as another example of institutional racism. Why don't... This is where I'm... Did they say they fired them because they were white? I don't think that was it. What you're saying is that if we did this to X group of people, there'd be blood in the streets. Right. This is like when, you know, some guy punches a guy, it's pretty, you know, like, whoa, look at that, a fight. But if some guy punches a girl, it's like someone called the National Guard. That's what you put that. I don't, So far, you have not proven to me AIC did this for racially motivated purposes. Instead, social justice megaphones such as the New York Times, Washington Post have made no mention of it at all. The left does not see injustice where when privileged white people are discriminated against. Okay, you have a point, but I don't think they fired them out of racial concerns or for that matter, why not go the sexual route too if it was mostly women? Stein announced the 82 unpaid volunteer doses would be replaced with a pool of part-time employees who would earn $25 an hour. She claims such a change would allow community members at all income levels to participate, responds to issues of class and income equity. All right. Okay. And does not require financial flexibility. Okay. So this is woke. All right. So it is racially and classily, if that's a word, classistly. Motivates. Stein also announced unpaid volunteer educators will be reintroduced in 2023 to ensure diversity and inclusion in the future. Well, they could just be paying, like, this is lip service too. Yes, yes, this is racist. This is bigoted. It is, well, it's not, well, it is sexist against men, but that ain't even mentioned in the article. Ask me if I care. To ensure diversity of the future, doses be selected through an income equity focused lens. All these buzzwords really mean that skills and knowledge about art are not nearly as important to the Institute as docent skin color. For AIC, replacing unpaid and highly skilled doses with a group of part-timers not only doesn't make financial sense, but will also affect visitors' experiences. Since the AIC presumably doesn't have enough staff to provide a breadth and depth of tours and services that the Docent Corps did for the last six decades, future visitors to AIC should be prepared for a mediocre experience. Not going to go through the rest of it. Yeah, you know, discriminating against white people, and in this case, old women, it's legal. It's fashionable. It's popular. Well, what are you going to do about it? See, I don't know. I don't... Yeah, it's not right. But maybe I got bigger things to worry about. Like, fine. Maybe I'm being too libertarian. All right, let them be racist. Okay, so you don't want the old white ladies anymore coming down from Winnetka. Fine. Have the rainbow coalition of people come in there and do a marginal job. You know, which I don't know. This is kind of like I'll be perfectly honest. You don't need any of these people. This is like the national parks interpreters. It's like, that is a welfare jobs program. I don't need you to, I can look it up, listen to my headphones. I don't need an interpretive center staffed by a bunch of unneeded, overpaid, wannabe national park rangers. But we do it to keep people employed. Who needs them? Why can't we get rid of all of them? And we just go, oh no, they really weren't providing that great of a service. Really wasn't that necessary. And if this institution wants to go ahead and be bigoted, like, I don't have to shop at Gillette. I don't have to buy Procter & Gamble things. Why? They hate men. They did the men the best you can be, or is this the best we can be, or hey, white men, you suck. Coke? I don't buy Coke unless it's, like, forced on me. Because, you know, stop acting less white. I change Target. I don't go to Target. But okay, go ahead, dude, do this if you want. I am not going to have the government come in and like, are you doing this for these? And okay, you did your article. Now we're exposed, or they're exposed rather. And do you guys want to go to the art institutes? I was talking to DT about this. It's like, I want to boycott all these places, but I don't shop at these places anyway. It's like, well, yeah. Who goes to these art places? You know, lefties. All right, let them go. I don't know. Maybe it should be more Helen Raleigh, chartered financial analyst. Wow. The lady who wrote this is no dummy. So there you go. I mean, yeah, don't go to the AIC. That's it. Don't send your kids to Marxist leftist schools. Have them go to school online. Look, you guys want to go, won't somebody do something? Okay, well, what do you want to do? You want to create more laws? Do you want to waste your time and trying to get something? I mean, okay, you've highlighted, you've done your thing, you've raised awareness, you brought people's attention to this. What, you think Chicago suburbanite Chicago people aren't going to go to the CIA? Have you seen white people? Well, I know Minneapolis really hates our guts, and then, you know, we got to go, but we'll go anyway. Well, I know that the private liberal arts colleges and in the country are going to train my daughter to hate my guts and say I have privilege, but nothing's too good for my little. You're not going to stop it. How many people still go to Target? How many people go to these obviously politically motivated companies? You know, okay, fine, let them. You don't have to shop there. You don't have to go. I don't know. Maybe it's also I'm a guy. I just couldn't care less. I was just like, yeah, I got other things to do. I really do. Oh, where do we go? I got two things open. Anything? No super chats. All right. Best Buy. Is Best Buy ultra woke now? But yeah, when's the last time you went to Best Buy? Here, I'll give it Drizzle because you bring up an interesting. And you're in tech and games. Everyone's going on Amazon. Everyone's going, they just order it online. Or you go to Walmart. And then not only that, you know, Best Buy is just trying to be relevant. Same thing Playboy's doing. Ooh, look, we're edgy. Hey, everybody. Hello. We put a gay male from the Philippines dressed in a bunny suit. Aren't we? It's, yeah, all right. I mean, how many people really go to these places? Yeah, check out their YouTube page and their website. I'm trying to remember the last time I bought something at Best Buy. I just, yeah. All right, that's it. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.